This is Working Draft's audio overview of the impeachment trial of Vice President Sara Duterte for August 4, 2026. This is a working reference, not an official Senate record.
COA Auditor Roderick Wamil remained the sole sworn witness as the court completed direct examination, defense cross-examination, prosecution redirect, and a short recross. His document-based audit testimony concerned confidential fund records of the Office of the Vice President and Department of Education. Several evidentiary questions and senator-judge interventions were carried to August 5.
The prosecution presented vouchers, liquidation and accomplishment reports, certifications, acknowledgement receipt samples, and audit observations covering OVP and DepEd confidential funds. Wamil identified signatures, amounts, stated purposes, and compliance issues he drew from those records.
The chair kept Wamil within his audit role and personal knowledge. The defense's 1992 circular remained subject to authentication. A GAA excerpt was deferred until formal offer, and marking of Las Cañas material could proceed without prejudice, while the final ruling remained reserved.
Francis Escudero clarified which acknowledgement receipts were being discussed, which quarter each check covered, and who certified the displayed DepEd liquidation reports. Those questions define the record. They did not establish the documents' authenticity, accuracy, or weight.
The prosecution emphasized the vice president's signatures and certifications and argued that listed OVP expenses and reward payments raised compliance issues under Joint Circular 2015-01. It also traced how an audit observation can lead to suspension and, after unresolved deficiencies, possible disallowance.
The defense emphasized that the funds were authorized, that Wamil reviewed documents rather than observing confidential operations, and that audit observations were preliminary. It declined to stipulate to the full set of 845 receipts and challenged his reliance on an AOM issued after he had left the audit office.
Wamil testified about records submitted to COA and identified signatures and copy certification markings. His testimony did not establish the truth of every receipt or amount to a final COA conclusion, and the court did not treat the unoffered documents as finally admitted evidence.
Wamil was ordered to return under the same oath on August 5th for cued senator-judge questions and possible final discharge. The prosecution's judicial notice motion and the defense objection concerning the Las Cañas material also remained for later rulings.
The episode page links every substantive point to the timed transcript and the original Senate video. Verify consequential wording against those sources before publication.